Praise God. Praise God. Amen. In His presence. Amen. I'm glad He's here today. Amen. And I'm glad that you're here, and we're thankful for this opportunity of sharing this time together with you. Amen. Around the table of the Lord. Amen. We appreciate each one of you, and we just want to tell you thank you for the part that you play in our lives and the way you help make it possible for us to go and do what God's called us to do. And God is moving. God is working, opening up more doors on Indian reservations, just continually new doors are opening up. And we just received a call a few weeks ago from a missionary up in South Dakota, an area that we've never been to before, but we've been praying about. This fellow called. He said, I've heard about y'all. And he said, I want you to come do our youth camp. And so we're going to be doing a youth camp, the first time, just all Indian kids, a lot of them just right off the reservation, a lot of them don't know much, if any, about the things of God, but you'll be praying for us the third week of July. Amen. There's other places down in Mississippi. God just continue to open more doors. But I tell you what, He's opened up a door here this morning. Hallelujah. For your soul. Amen. To draw nigh to God. Aren't you glad you can go through that veil of mercy? Praise God. And come right into the presence of the Lord. And so we appreciate your involvement and your help. Amen. And may God bless you. Amen. So we quote some scripture today. Amen. Psalm 145.
I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts, and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh to all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
It's so good to be here with you. I love coming to Union Road. There's so many precious, feels like family to me. But this morning at 4:00 this morning, God woke me up out of a dead, I was exhausted last night when I went to bed, so it had to be God. He woke me up and told me, with such a heavy, heavy burden on my heart. And as I began to intercede, it took a long time, but finally that burden lifted and victory came.
Hallelujah.
Victory comes in the prayer closet. I know God's going
to
do a mighty work here this morning. I want you to know it's not just for those who are not surrendered this morning, but it's for souls in the harvest field that God is reaching out for. It's for those who have never heard. He needs workers. He needs those in his harvest field. The fields are white, all ready to harvest. And you may say, but I've fallen. God don't want me. Listen to the verse. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and he raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The Lord, and then it says in verse 18, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. I'm telling you, I'm praying God will wrap his arms of love around you in such a way that you won't be able to say no. Oh, I tell you, one of the things that I felt in intercession this morning is that so many people are living lives for themselves, being selfish in this last day. But we must look at those. We must see all the ones who are saying, I'm perishing because of you. We've got to reach the lost. We've got to reach out to those who are in need. We cannot climb that ladder of selfish desires and selfish success. But we must reach out. We must live to minister to others. Give your life to Jesus. You'll never regret it. Praise God. We love y'all this morning. Please pray for us as we enter these new reservations we have prayed for years to get into. God is opening doors. So please keep us in your prayers. Surrender your life to the Lord and just give yourself to him. In my intercessory time this morning, I felt a song that we have not sang hardly any, but I felt this song so strong because he's reaching out to you. It's an old song, but it's a brand new one for us. Mercy walked in.
I stood in the courtroom. The judge turned my way. It looks like you're guilty. Now what do you say? I spoke up, Your Honor. I have no defense, but that's when mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case. There and wondered, how could this be? Someone so guilty had just been set free. My chains were broken. I felt born again the moment that mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case. Called to the stand, God saved me grace. The blood was presented that covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in. The judge turned my way. It looks like you're guilty. Now what do you say? I spoke up, Your Honor. I have no defense. But that's when mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and heard. How could this be? Someone so guilty had just been set free. My chains were broken. I felt born again. The moment that mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case. Called to the stand. God saving grace. The blood was presented that covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in. The blood was presented that covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in.
Let's thank the Lord together this morning for God's mercy, for the grace of God that He's shown unto us. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. For the provision of Calvary and the message of the cross. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. If you'll be turning with me in your Bibles this morning to the book of Psalms, chapter number 147. Praise the Lord. Psalm 147. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful for God's mercy and grace today. Hallelujah. So good to be here again. Let me say with all of you, thank you, Pastor Hurst, for the opportunity to come today. Amen. And I'll just drop this little appetizer on you. You want to be in the service tonight to hear a testimony of God's power that just happened in miracle work and power for the Stevens family. I'll tell you. I'm tempted to tell you myself, but I know they'll want to tell you. And so I'm telling you, you want to hear it. It'll build faith in your heart. It'll encourage your spirit. Amen. Good news is sometimes hard to keep, but I'm going to let them have the joy of telling. Amen. The miracle working power of God. Amen. In answer to the prayer of somebody that you might not have expected. Praise God. Woo. Praise God. But anyway. Psalm chapter number 147. Psalm 147. Begin at verse number 1. And we'll be reading down through verse number 5. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. Praise God. Won't you notice particularly with me this morning, verse number 3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we love you this morning and we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the concerted efforts, Lord, of your people that have been determined to reach out to you in praise and in worship. Lord, we've been made conscious of your love for us and the love that calls for from us in response. Lord, we testified of your greatness today. Hallelujah to God. And Lord, we just want to give you the glory that's due to your name. Lord, I know where you really shine. Lord, where your power is really manifested is when you demonstrate your power to lift up the fallen, Lord, to heal wounded hearts, that your name will be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. God bless you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God this morning that he heals the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Hallelujah. You know, I had a dream of a man that I saw who had hurt and injured his finger, and it was bleeding, and there was blood just running from his finger, and he called my attention to it, and I noticed that certainly he had been wounded, and I saw that, but what riveted my attention was to something more than just the immediate wound that he had, and it was the fact that there were all over him, there were evidences of wounds that he had sustained previously. They were wounds that had not been tended properly. They were wounds that had, you could tell, had been a long time ago, but just a lot of scar tissue around them. And it was quite a sight to see. And the Lord began to speak to my heart, amen, that God not only cares about what you're going through right now, but there's a lot of folks carry around with us wounds that have been there for a long time. And if it were not for the fact that we're here worshiping one as we are, who's